Representatives from the office of U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young were in Southeast last week to talk to locals about a variety of issues and concerns. They made a stop at the American Legion in Haines to chat with veterans about ongoing health care coverage concerns. It's been the same saga for months. Veterans say they are simply not getting the health benefits they're entitled to, and in Haines, it's no different. According to the local American Legion, there are 300 veterans in the borough. Only around 10 of those vets showed up for a meeting last week with representatives from D.C. to get an update on and air their grievances about the VA healthcare system. Just under 2 years ago, Congress passed the Veterans Choice Law. The law was designed to allow veterans more flexibility on which providers they could see.
That's worked well to a certain extent down south, but then this summer they ran out of money for that program.
That's Chad Padgett, the representative for Congressman Young. The Choice Program, run by TriWest Healthcare Alliance, forced Alaska veterans to deal with agents outside the state who simply didn't know the geographical challenges faced here.
Not a good situation, especially for people that don't know Alaska. And, you know, they were telling people, oh, you live in Haines, you can just pop up to Anchorage and go to your clinic there. You know, they had no idea.
Recently, a few things have changed that are supposed to make the convoluted system easier for veterans to navigate. For example, calls from Alaska are diverted to a central location where employees are trained on Alaska's unique situation. Padgett said they are working in Washington to try and get some sort of exemption for Alaska within the Choice program to streamline the process. The hope is that local veterans can get more of their basic care here in Haines instead of traveling to a VA provider in Juneau or Anchorage on their own dime. John Newton is the local Legion commander. He served with the Army overseas from 1962 to 1965. He says while he's glad representatives came to talk with local vets about their benefits, he's not holding his breath for big changes anytime soon.
I've just fought the battle with the VA for my personal reasons long enough, and they've won. I've given up, but I haven't given up on my fellow veterans. If I can help them in any way, put them in contact, then I will. But for my own personal benefits, I'm in the golden years and heading down on the other side of the mountain now, so.
Newton says he has to go to Juneau, usually a multi-day trip with a couple of nights in a hotel, for regular visits. He says he should just be able to walk down the street to the clinic, but it doesn't work like that. He says he's been told repeatedly that he has to make the trip to Juneau, even for a simple monthly injection.
The old saying is, these people, the veterans, they signed a blank check. When they took that oath, and they took an oath of duty, and there's not a one of us has ever been released to that oath of duty. So we are still serving our country.
While most veterans at the meeting didn't want to be recorded for this story, their accounts of having to wait weeks or even months just to get an appointment are not unique to Haines. What is unique is the fact that traveling to see a VA provider requires a plane or ferry or both. The problem also lies with the fact that there simply aren't enough VA providers in the state. Padgett finished up the meeting by letting the group know that they'll take back all the individual complaints and concerns and try to work on a solution that helps veterans get the care they need in their hometowns. When that might happen, if at all, remains to be seen. In the meantime, some vets say they've resorted to using their spouse's insurance, Medicare, or just paying out of their own pockets. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.